You're listening to SBS News.
I'm Paul Millett, and I'm 89 and a half years, going towards my 90th in May, and I am a survivor of the Holocaust.
In Vienna, city of song and music known around the world, 500,000 pack the streets while buildings are covered with the symbols of the German Reich. With six tanks leading a two-mile-long procession of Reich Army and stormtroopers, and with German bombers patrolling the skies, Adolf Hitler, modern Caesar, enters the land of his birth in his modern chariot of triumph.
It's 1938, and Jewish boy Paul Millett is just 8 years old. On his way to school, synagogues are burning as Jews are under attack. Born in Vienna, Paul lived through Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass carried out by Nazi forces targeting Jewish people.
The air was so dense when the 20th district where I live. And I went to school, I saw people being arrested in the streets. I recall that vividly, like it was today. And I was not even quite, I was only eight and a half to be exact. And then when I came out of school, I went through, because I saw the smoke. So I went home the way where our synagogue was, and that was burning.
The event was a turning point in the Third Reich's history as anti-Semitic rhetoric transformed into violence against Jews. The Millett family fled from Austria to Italy.
We found out that if you go to Italy, they recognized a German passport. It didn't matter if the German passport had a J in it, which meant that you're Jewish. So when we got to the border, my parents were taken down by the customs, by the SS. And it was a very beautiful summer day. It was in June. And I recall that I was only me because my brother stayed in Vienna. And as they took my parents, because they wanted to make a body search, and they took him down from the train. And until my parents came back, believe you me, although I was only 8 and a half, I trembled until they came back. But they safely came back. And of course the difference was, the moment we crossed the border, the Italian custom, they were singing. It was a different, it was coming from hell to heaven. This is the way I would describe.
But the trauma wasn't over.
The greatest, how should I say, the greatest tragedy was that the Italians surrendered, made an armistice, and the Germans occupied Italy within 24 hours. And we were back to square one, like we were in Vienna, because we knew, that's one advantage we had, that the Germans would come and look for us, which they did. But we were very lucky, thanks to the Italian police and thanks to the Italian people, where we were hiding, we survived.
And they survived for almost a decade. The Nazis killed 6 million Jews during the Holocaust, more than a third of the world's Jewish population at that time. Paul says his father, who didn't look Jewish, was interned by the fascists but not harmed.
Although the Italian government let us live like ordinary citizens, although they had anti-racial laws, but nevertheless, they let us in where no other European nation welcomed us. But they closed it. Eventually they closed that border too. And my grandmother, who was supposed to have come from Vienna to join us, could not come because they had closed the border. And she finished up in the famous concentration camp in Auschwitz.
In January 2020, world leaders attended a commemoration marking the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz concentration and death camp. Leaders have reflected on the lessons learned, but noted that fear, hatred, and intolerance are still alive today. Israel's President Reuven Rivlin delivered a speech about the challenges facing the world in coming together.
I hope and pray that from this room, the message will go out to every country on earth, that the leaders of the world will stand united together in the fight against racism, anti-Semitism, and extremism.
Paul experienced racism while working at the South Melbourne market until he retired in 2000, and he worries the world has failed to learn from past mistakes.
We want peace in this world, which is the most important thing. And some of the cruelties which is even done today in the world, nothing, we have learned nothing of it. The war years, they were all wasted, I think. Because whatever bad thing happened is repeating itself. We must find a solution where we can live peacefully, all together, irrespective of what religion or what colour and so on.
Many stallholders working at Melbourne's oldest permanent market were from the Jewish community, all prisoners of war starting a new life. Paul's late brother Joe ended up in Australia and served in the army. The Millett family says Joe found Paul's name on a Red Cross list of war survivors and arranged transportation for him from Italy to Australia. But first, his sibling had to endure the tough conditions on the now infamous ship, the Dinara, making the journey from Liverpool in 1940. The vessel was crammed with some 2,000 mostly Jewish refugees aged 16 to 60. Alongside them were genuine prisoners of war, 200 Italian fascists and 251 German Nazis.
The British government advised the Australian government that 2,000 Nazis are on that boat, which were actually 2,000 refugees who had come from Germany and Austria to England, and they were deported to Australia. And they were, of course, history tells us that they were sent to a concentration camp here in Hay. But the Australian government is not so stupid, and they realize that amongst these 2,000 people, they are not Nazis, they are refugees. They were doctors, engineers, which Australia needed during the war. So they released them.
It's only by chance that Paul survived the war and had the opportunity to thrive in Australia.
In the year 2020, it'll be 72 years that we are here in Australia.
I think it's lucky you ended up in this country.
Yes. As a young man, maybe I did not appreciate it as much, but now that I've lived here for 72 years, I think it's one of the best countries in the world.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.